Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos Bereishis, Isru Chag, Tovshin Pei Beis, our learning shall be Lunish Master Chaparbas of Moshe, Mashchai Ben Adidia, Nefu Shlema Tabarach, Ben Miriam, Shir Besor Sovus, as the Shem Yisbarach. The Divi Yisrael opens up our Sefer Bereishis, the Moshe Tzarebi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Pasuk says, By Kriyesh Vayomer Elokim Yeor, Rakiya Besoch Amayim, Yimavde Ben Mayim Lamayim. I also the came as a rakiv, I have the benamayim asher mitachas a rakiv, and benamayim asher me'al arkiyo yichin. Kadosh Baruch Hu separated the water above the water below. It says the Divrei Yisrael, what's the deeper idea for us to be able to understand? Gemara in Tainus tells us that Daf Zayim and Aleph, that whenever you see the word mayim, mayim refers to Torah. So if you look at back into the Pasuk, benamayim asher mitachas a rakiyo, benamayim asher me'al arkiyo. There's a certain type of mayim that's above this world, and certain water that's below in this world. Says the Majid to Rebbe at the end of the day, a person could be learning Torah. A person could be having a Jewish experience, could be having Yiddishkeit in their lives, but it's only mitachas. It's only mitachas the rakia. When it's only an intellectual pursuit, when it's only just, okay, I have to do it, I have to do it, I have to, let me just get this over with, so, let me, so I can get back to my normal life, that's mitachas the rakia. But our job is we want to get a mayim asher me'al the rakia. We want to get it above the rakia, above the heavens. Osa Torah she'enon emos ba'av v'yira. Torah, or I should even add any Yiddishkeit that's not done with Ava and Yir, which means with emotions and feelings and passion. At the end of the day, it's good, but it only goes mitachas rakia. Our job is to go and get me'al rakia. At the end of the day, that is something that's crucial. The Rebbe Biederman was talking all about the entire. That I saw in one of his firm, Rav Biederman's brother, the Lala of Rebbe Shlita, he's saying the Kutzker from the Kutzker. Shem Yishmol quoted it, and he quoted it also. There's two chassidim who were dancing, and one on Sefer Torah, and one of them couldn't stop dancing. One of them got tired out, and the chassid said, "Who got tired out?" He turns to the other guy and he says, "Why are you dancing so much more than me?" He didn't get tired out. He said, "You're dancing because you're dancing on the past year's Torah, but I'm dancing on the coming year's Torah." I'm dancing in the Kutzker, and that's what the Kutzker says. The Kutzker says when we dance in Sefer Torah, we're not celebrating the past Torah, we're celebrating the future Torah, and the Torah that we're learning in Tavshin Pei Beis. And that, maybe we could say, that is maybe connected to Me'al Rakia. We're not just learning to be able to get it done, we're doing it to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Av of Yir. Take that Gemara in time, as the Mayim refers to Torah. There's two types of Yiddishkeit. We want our Yiddishkeit to be Me'al Rakia, an incredible insight of Divrei Yisrael, and Rav Biederman. Moving on, and the Kutzker moving on to the Din number two. Now, Din number two comes to us from the Das Moshe, Rav Moshe El Yochim, Bria Mikushnitz, I believe it was the second or third, I think it was the son of the Avodas Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Vatotze Ha'aretz, oh no, sorry, the Perik, Yubes, Pasuk Aleph, Perik Yubes, Vatotze Ha'aretz, Zesha Esa, Mazria Zelim, and Ev Eto Sepri. Right, the tree gave root to fruit. Says the Kushnitz Rebbe, not the Avodas Yisrael, but the Das Moshe of Kushnitz. He says, "Eitz osepri, rak zeshu shafal be'enav ke'etz." Anyone, only someone who views themselves in their eyes and says, "Is a tree as simple as wood?" Zoich l'ros p'nei bracha ba'amalo. Then they'll be zocha to have great fruit. What the Das Moshe, I believe, is saying is that at the end of the day, when someone wants to be able to come to Kabbalah Torah, when someone wants to be able to start the brand new year, brand new parsha, brand new sefer, brand new Yiddishkeit, how do you do it? The eitz. First, you got to be humble, and then osepri. Then you could have the pears. Like Bnei Sasra says, Bnei Sasra writes in Igor de Pirka, one of the ways to be Mekai in the midst of Peru Revu is dafka through Divrei Torah. When a person is able to multiply their Divrei Torah, to think in Torah and spread Torah, that happens to be a kiyum of Peru Revu. But the prerequisite for that, prerequisite for learning Torah, for teaching Torah, for living Torah, is we're living anava. And this is what the Kedushas Levi and Rav Tzadok both explain. Kedushas Levi says, Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai. You got the Torah from Sinai? No, you got the Torah from Hashem. You learn the Midah of anava from Sinai. And Rav Tzadok says, V'nafshi karfel kol tia, we say in Elokai Netzor, make my soul like dust, and then psach vi basar secha. And then my, oh Hashem, Kedushas, open up our heart to Torah. Says the Das Moshe, and says the Kedushas Levi and Rav Tzadok, the prerequisite to Torah, prerequisite to Yiddishkeit, comes in the Midah of Yanava with humility. Incredible insight from the Das Moshe of Kushnitz, Kedushas Levi, Rav Tzadok. Moving on to idea number three. I'm going to stay with the same pasuk. Vatotzei ha'aretz desha esav mazria zel mineu. So the Menachem Sin, Rav Menachem Sin Zaks, Rav Yonason Zaks, his grandfather, the Rav from Chicago, I believe the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So I got this sefer over the summer, Baruch Hashem, Menachem Seelin. Rabbi Goldberg loves quoting it. He says on the words, Tachei Ha'aretz Desha. If you had to translate those words, Desha, Desha means vegetation. That the world, the earth had to be brought forth through vegetation. Says the Menachem Seelin, quoting Rav Hillel Zeitlin. Rav Hillel Zeitlin was one of the great Chabadskers from the past generation. Unfortunately, the Nazis killed him, Yimach Shema, but his Torah lives on. So Menachem Seelin quotes Rav Hillel Zeitlin from one of the great Chabad, Machshavei Chabad, and he says, Desha stands for three things, right? The word stands, Tachei Haaretz Desha, the vegetation of the world was Desha. Desha means vegetation. Desha stands for Din Shalom and Emes, right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that the Olam is Kayam on three things, at the end of Perek Aleph, Din, Shalom and Emes, judgment, peace, and truth. And that's exactly Tachei Haaretz Desha, the deeper word meaning of the word Desha. Desha stands for Din, Shalom and Emes. But I remember seeing over Yontov, I think in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kosher Glover, he said from maybe the Avnei Nezer, maybe the Kaman Rebbe, one of the Tzaddikim explains that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot, that's also Din Shalom and Emes. Din, Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah. Emes is Yom Kippur. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasima. Chos Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, the Gemara says. And finally, Fros Aleinu Sukkah Shlemecha, the whole Indian of Sukkot, the whole Indian of Sukkot is to be Shalom, to have Shlemus. So we see, not only do we see Din and Shalom Emes in Parshas Bereishis, but says, I believe, the Kosher Glover, or from the other Tzaddik, the Kamarna, or other Tzaddikim explain, that Desha stands for Din, Shalom, and Emes is really Din is Rosh Hashanah, Emes is Yom Kippur, and Shalom, peace, is Sukkot. So this is something that is a constant theme in our Yomim Tovim and own in our Parsha. You know, to make sure to be crucial in these three things. Moving on to Din number four. Din number four comes from the Meir Shiloch Lishvitzer. I love this idea. I saw a quote from Rav Weinberger in his Oros HaTshuva Shirim. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yuches, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Lo Tov Ayos Adam Levado, Es Elo Ezer Kenegdo. It's not good for man to be by himself. Let me make him an Ezer Kenegdo. And Rashi quotes the Himer Chazal, Zacha Ezer, Lo Zacha Kenegdo Lilach, and Yomer Yivam HaSamach Gimel. If he's Zacha, then she's a helper. If not, then she's against him. Says the Ishvitzer, what's the deeper idea for us over here? He says an incredible idea. Sometimes we think our wives are there, our spouses are there, so we have to go against us. But they're only there to help us to be able to improve. Just like a Rebbe and his Talmud, when the Talmud questions the Rebbe, they're there to help the Rebbe improve. And the Ishbitzer quotes the Gemara Mabba Mitzia Peidalet, and Rishon Ben Lakish, when he gets Rabbi Yochanan, you know the famous Gemara, and he asked those 24 questions, and Rish Lakish passed away, Rabbi Yochanan, his Torah wasn't the same. The same way that Rabbi Yochanan needed those questions of Reish Lakish, so too, every husband needs a wife that's kenegdo, that helps him improve. Not that she's there to argue him, but her existence has helped him improve his sensitivity, help him improve in his kindness, in his caring, and whatever things that he needs to be able to, needs improvement, she's there to be kenegdo, which is really an ezer, right? Her kenegdo is really an ezer. So when it comes down to it, sometimes life, we can't take things personally, but maybe the things that are against us are really there to help us as well. But if Weimar goes on and he adds in one more point, he says sometimes the person can be, they're so holy and they're so gishmak after Yontif and so inspired from Shabbos and Simchas Torah. And he says over here, by learning this piece of Meir Shiloach, that he come home and the schoolwork's not done and the bath's not done and this isn't done and that's not done. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting you in a position. You could look at your wife and say, you could look at anyone in your life, and you could say, oh, she didn't do this for me, she didn't do that for me. Or you could say, no, you could take your inspiration, and if you have something positive to say, if something supportive to say, then that Meir Shiloach, and then that Karduner Nigin, then that Eitan Katz Nigin, that penetrated the right way. If they have, you will see something supportive, you will speak to her lovingly because she was the children all day and was worn out. Like Reimiger said elsewhere, there's a school on Motzei Shabbos to fold your talus. To make sure your talus is back on the creases, we know there's an inyan not to fold it on Shabbos. So Rav Amar said, you know it's also from Sadiqim. You know it's also school for Shalom Bais, besides wrapping your talus on Motzei Shabbos back on the lines? Making sure to help put the children to bed. Sometimes in life, we're so focused on our own Yiddishkeit, our own Avodas Hashem. We have to make it, like Rav Fodor said, we have to make our Avodas Hashem broader. That just we as Kodesh Kodeshim is our learning, and our Shabbos, and our davening, that bedtime is Kodesh Kodeshim. And bath time is Kodesh Kodeshim. And changing the diapers is Kodesh Kodeshim. Like I remember Rabbi Zweimberger told my wife, and when she went to the Heights for one Shabbos, everybody said, when she would change the diaper, she would say, Mamash L'Shem Yichud. know, to make sure to find that inspiration. That doesn't really connect to the beginning of the Meir Shalach, but Rabbi Meir really connected it there. But even was back to the beginning of the Meir Shalach, when she's connected, it's really she's really there to Ezra, she's there to help you improve in an area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to improve. And Rabbi Meir then added on, and the presence of growing in their Yiddishkeit, you have to make sure to be able to take that and not bring it home, or as they say, an Or Makif, and bring it to the Or Panimi, and bring it into your personal daily routine in the grind of your life. Moving on to day number five. Day number five is the Kotzka Rebbe quoted in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh by Kain and Hevel. Hinikes Yamim by Yovei Kain mipri Adama Mincha LaHashem. So at the end of his days, Kain brought his Mincha to Hashem, and Hevel brought his. But we know Chazal tell us, says the Kotzka, Chazal and Gemara and Megillah tell us that Vayhi is the Lashon Tzar. What's the Vayhi? What's the Lashon Tzar? What's the negative thing here? Says the Kotzka Rebbe. Ahimi kes yomim. Why? What was the sar? Al shenizker lahak besov yomav lo lefnechein. That he only thought to bring a karmen to Kadosh Baruch Hu besov yomav at the end of his days. He only thought to be able to bring it at the end of his days, and that itself was the lashon sar. That Kain should have brought it earlier. Maybe we could say this in our own of us Hashem coming out of Yontif. We have all had those inspiring moments. You have to make sure to lock those in. You have to lock it in, like we said from Rav Schwab earlier today. Rav Schwab says in Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, it says by the how beautiful are the shoes are in Shir Hashirim, how beautiful are the shoes are. And Rashi says when in Yerushalayim, Rashi says when it comes to Shal Shagalim, says Rav Schwab, your shoes are off when you're in Yerushalayim. And when you're bringing your karmen in the Mikdash, it's off. Says Rav Schwab, no, it's not about talking about your shoes when you put them on. It's talking about your shoes when you bring them home, when you go home. The whole point of having the inspiration, having the Shabbos and Yom Tovim, inspirational moments, is how you become after. How you become after. And as Rav Simon says from the Ramban, Chofetz and Chifetz is the same word. When you have a Chofetz, when you have a desire, you got to put it into an object. You got to put it into something small. You got to put it into something, you got to make it real. You got to make it tangible. You got to make it attainable. Maybe that's what the Kotzker says is over here. I mean, maybe he could have waited. He waited till the end of his life to bring Mincha Hashem, and that was the Vayihi. You have to be inspired, we have to make sure you have to take action, take the Kedusha of Yontav, to take Tisha El and Tisha with us, make sure you put it into action, let's review these five ideas. You start off saying from the Majitzer, Metachas, the Rakia, Cheshmarach, separate the water above and above, Mala, the Metachas. A person in Mayim, the Gemara Tanis, Dav Zayin, says Mayim refers to Torah, but a person who learns Torah just like because it's an intellectual pursuit, that's Metachas. When a person learns, or a person lives Avodas Hashem with Avim and Yira, that's the Ma'al Meir, that's the Ma'al Mekiyah, that's the Chachil, and that's the most important one. And that's Rabinan's brother, the Lulavar Rebbe, Shlita, and the Kotzker, Shem Yishmael, Kotzker, the Kotzker, his grandfather, the Zayda. When you dance on some Chastor, you're not dancing for the past, you're dancing for the future year. And that's why the Chassid was able to, was out of breath, he was only dancing for the past, his past learning. The Chassid was able to be able to continue on, he was dancing for the future. And that's with Av, and that's with Yira. The second idea from the Yisrael, the Das Moshe, Eitzo Sapri, the tree that gives off fruit. What's the deeper idea? That Eitz, once you get to Talmud Torah, you want to get to Peru Ravu, like Ben Yassar says, the way to be able to become it to Peru Ravu is Dafka through Torah. You have to be an Eitz, you have to be simple and wood and simple. And then a person can be able to be also prayed, then a person can come to Torah, and that's what the Kedushas Levi, Moshe killed Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe accepted the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't, yes. But he accepted the meat of another from Har Sinai. And Afshi Karfil Kol Tiyah, when once a person makes it so like dust, then he could come to Pesach B'Sar Secha. Crucial is the meat of another. The Machem Sinai, Renach Mazim Zaks, quoted of Hillel Zeitlin, right, on the word Desha. Desha stands for Din, the vegetation of the world. Desha stands for Din, Shalom, and Emes. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Paragaf, I believe Mishnah Yurches. The world is Kayam on Din, Emes, and Shalom. And that's Desha. But I saw all this from, I believe, from the Kumarner or from the Kosher Glover quotes. That's Yom Shanim Kippur and Yom Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah is Din. Yom Kippur is Emes. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu Chaisim Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. First of all, you have to make sure to take these things, Din, Emes, and Shalom, very seriously. The fourth idea of Sefer Meir Shalach, Ezer Kenegat, even when she looks like our wives are Kenegat, it's really Ezer Lurid will be able to help us. And Rabbi Meir explained, when we have those inspirational moments, we have to take it, make sure that it helps us in the daily grind, as they say. Finally, the Vahimi Ketz Yom, why was the Vahihi? Because by Kain, because he only brought at his karma to me, Ketz Yom. It says all the Sadiqim, Rav Simon explained from the Ramban, when you have a Chifetz, yeah, when you have a chafetz, when you have a desire to grow in Hashem, you have to put it into the chafetz. You have to put it into action. You have to put it into play. And that's what Rav Schwab said. How beautiful are the shoes? How beautiful are the shoes of Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, and Shir Hashem. How beautiful are the shoes? And Rashi says, what are the shoes referring to? They're referring to Shalosh Regalim. You don't wear shoes in Yerushalayim. You only wear shoes when you leave Yerushalayim. Says Rav Schwab, it's not about coming to Yerushalayim. It's not about when you come there. But it's about what you bring home, what you take out of Yontif, what you take out of a Shabbos, what you take out of a Shir. It's not about those inspirational moments. It's about taking that charge and taking that spiritual energy, taking that plug-in, now taking it into your life and becoming a better person. We should zochem et Hashem that our voice Hashem should be filled with meaning and purpose with Av and Yira, and our Tamato should be filled with meaning and purpose and with emotion and passion. She zochem to work on our Nova. We zochem et Hashem to work on our Din Shalom and Emes with ourselves and others, but to make sure we always look for the when people are there to help. Maybe they're criticizing us or helping us. That's really there to improve us. And at the end of the day, finally, when we have the inspiration to be able to make sure to act upon it and to actualize it in our voice Hashem. Good winter, good Shabbos, gracious.